This last Thursday at our junior high scripture group, so on Thursday mornings, junior high kids, 7th and 8th graders, come from 7 a.m. to 7:45 a.m. To study and ponder, reflect, meditate upon the upcoming Sunday scriptures. And it's wonderful to get a good group to come. And I was with the 7th graders this past Thursday, the 7th grade boys. And so we were doing our meditation, our reflection, our Lectio Divina, on this passage from John, and the John the Baptist pointing out Jesus, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world," and then his declaration that this is the Son of God. "I have testified and I have seen." And so our discussion was around belief and the challenge of belief. And part of the way we structure it is at the end, towards the end, we allow everybody that's at the table to kind of share their own experience of where they feel like God is either comforting them or challenging them in this particular passage. And so one of the young boys shared that they found that this passage from John, about John the Baptist pointing Jesus out and his testimony and seeing that he is the Son of God, he said he found it challenging. And here's why he found it challenging. Here was his description. He goes, "You know, I know all the prayers of the Catholic Church. I recite them. I go to Mass. But I say the words, but it's kind of hard to believe sometimes." And I was like, whoa. He was having a little bit of a difficult time communicating something that was very profound, that the relationship between what we profess and what we actually believe. We can't presume necessarily that we are believing with all of our heart what we are professing. And what he was kind of teasing out was maybe the relationship between a cultural Catholicism or a cultural Christianity and a true, authentic Catholicism and Christianity, true discipleship. So what do I mean by that? Well, culturally, if we think about a culture, it's the beliefs, practices, the way of living, the ritual life of a church or it could be a city, a state, a nation. And cultural beliefs and practices emerge from the individual beliefs of the members of that community, right? So they emerge from the heart, what the individuals believe at the depths. But what happens is that the culture's set of beliefs and practice, ritual, way of living, mode of operating, kind of becomes a person itself, kind of a corporate body, a corporate person. You know, think about in law that the corporation can act as a person itself, right? And so it has rights and duties. So it emerges out of that. But here's where the challenge might become. Although it emerges from the individual beliefs of the members of the community, after a while, it can distance itself. A culture can distance itself from the individual beliefs of the members of that community. So that's what this young man was talking about. He's basically, you know, we have our ritual, we have our prayers, we have our way of worship, we have our way of being Catholic. That's the culture. He says, but it's kind of challenging to believe that. So he was making that distinction between the kind of the corporate body and the way of living and way of being and the individual belief of the person. This is important for us because it's very easy to go through life because we are caught up in so many things that we take for granted our personal belief. That we can't presume that because we're Catholic, and maybe we attend Mass every Sunday, we went to Catholic school, and that we follow the precepts of the church, that we have belief at the deepest level. We can live at a cultural level, kind of a superficial level. And I'm using culture kind of in a negative connotation in this sense. Culture should be a rich experience that nurtures personal belief, but it can be reduced to something external. kind of like the Pharisees and scribes in the way that they lived out their faith, right? And so I kind of like to think about, you know, what's the difference between living it, the faith out at that personal level, that we can be one with the spirit of John the Baptist, who declared that, behold, this the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, and truly embrace it. Even though that, just like with this young boy, it's kind of difficult. He's acting out, he's proclaiming out of that deeper part of himself, right? The difference between that more superficial cultural level and the personal belief level, I like to think maybe of the distinction between a real flat fireplace and one of those, they're coming popular now. You get them like at Walmart or something. They look like fireplaces. You can put them in the wall and you just plug them in, you know, and it looks like a fire. It looks so beautiful, but it really doesn't put out much heat. You know what I mean? And I think I might have saw one at McDonald's one time. All right. So we're caught up with the appearance, the externals, but it's not a real fireplace. And so we can, that same thing can happen with our faith life. It can be at an external level and looks like we have the house in order and things are right and people maybe can admire that, but it's not putting out any real heat. It's because it's not coming from where that young boy was talking about, the depths of his soul where he believes, you know, the struggle of belief. Okay, I profess these things, but man, to really believe them, like John the Baptist, that's another level. And so just appreciating the distinction between the levels of in which we profess our faith, at the cultural level, merely at the cultural level, or has it gone deeper for us? This is really, you know, when we talk about the new evangelization and evangelization in general from the beginning of time, evangelization, first, the focal point, the goal point of evangelization is not the cultural level, but the level of the heart. Now, evangelization is about transforming culture, but only with the end of transforming hearts. So how does this come about? How can we be led to a deeper, more personal belief in the truth and reality of Christ that we can say with John the Baptist, I have testified and I have seen that he is the Son of God with conviction? Well, the way that faith works, the way that it's passed on, as Pope Francis has said, is from person to person. And what does that mean? That means someone has to be for us a John the Baptist, someone who prophesizes, someone who points out and says, behold, the Lamb of God, and says it not at a cultural level, but with conviction, at a level of personal belief, even though there might be struggle with that belief at the personal level. That's okay, as long as one is living out of that level, out of the heart in which they profess that faith. And so, who are those people for us that point out Christ in our ordinary life and in our day? And I'm not just talking about pointing out the person of Christ, there's Jesus is, but the whole way of life that he teaches us, as we hear about in the Word each and every Sunday. Well, first and foremost, the church teaches that the first prophets in our life, who are they? Our parents. Our parents are to be this is the hope of the church, that our parents are the first teachers and preachers and prophets in the ways of faith. That means what? That they are leading us to a heartfelt belief in Christ by pointing Christ out with conviction. Because they have seen and testified in their own life to the power of Christ. And we're also called to do this in the workplace, in our communities, in the more extended families. Because, why is this? Because you've been called. At your baptism, about a month ago, I preached on this in regards to baptism. At your baptism, The priest took chrism and anointed you as priest, prophet, and king. You are anointed as a prophet. John the Baptist was a prophet. The work of a prophet is to point out with testimony and with seeing that Christ is the Son of God. So we are anointed for this work. And the faith of our future children, of our communities, depends upon us pointing him out with conviction, with true belief. Not just being passive and presuming that the culture, the Catholic school, or the visible church is going to just take care of it and it's automatically going to happen. That's not the way that faith is transmitted from person to person. So something challenging maybe in John's, in what John is pointing out and what he is directing, something that we really need to take to heart. Where is our Catholicism at? Are we just merely more Sunday Catholics? We're doing the externals? We're kind of living it at the cultural level, but it hasn't been at the level of conviction and belief for some time? Or are we truly living from the heart? That is the challenge, as that young boy shared with the group, out of the mouth of babes that we hear in the scripture. God often uses as a prophet to speak to us and challenge us in our own faith.